So thirdly, abstention from sexual misconduct. So the question which obviously arises, what, according to the Buddhist tradition, constitutes sexual misconduct? In various passages in these suttas, the Buddha makes it clear that for the purposes of the five precepts, sexual misconduct comprises three things. First of all, rape. Secondly, abduction. And thirdly, adultery. These three comprise sexual misconduct. And all three are wrong. All three are unskillful because they're all expressions simultaneously of both craving and also violence. In the case of rape and abduction, which in the Buddha's day, in a comparatively unorganized state of society, seemed to have been fairly common, violence is committed against, of course, the woman herself, or against her parents or guardians, if she happens to be a minor. And in the case of adultery, of course, the violence is committed against the woman's husband, inasmuch as his domestic life is deliberately disrupted. Incidentally, one should also remark in this connection that in Buddhism, marriage is a purely civil contract. Marriage is not a sacrament. And according to Buddhist tradition, in all Buddhist countries, divorce is permitted. There's never even been any discussion or argument about this in Buddhist countries. And I should also point out, though this might shock some people, that in the Buddhist tradition and in all Buddhist countries today, from a religious point of view, monogamy is not compulsory. And we find in some parts of the Buddhist world, some Buddhist communities which practice polygamy, and this is not considered as being in any way sexual misconduct. The positive counterpart, abstention from sexual misconduct is, and this might surprise you, santushti. Santushti means contentment. This needs a little pondering upon. Contentment. In the case of the unmarried, it means contentment with the single state. And in the case of the married, it means contentment with one's recognized, socially accepted partner. But what is meant by contentment here? One could say quite a lot on this topic, but perhaps it needs a whole lecture, a whole talk to itself. Contentment in this context, as the positive counterpart to abstention from sexual misconduct, is not just a passive acceptance of the status quo. If you're a bachelor, you're thinking, well, I suppose I'll be a bachelor indefinitely. Or if you're married, thinking, well, I suppose this goes on forever and ever. Not that. I think we may say, putting it into modern psychological terms, that in this context, contentment means a positive state of freedom from using sex as a means of satisfying neurotic needs. This is what contentment means in modern language in this context. All right, so much for abstention from sexual misconduct and its positive counterpart, contentment.